Here is the word said, spelled S-A-I-D. It's a perfect example of a traditional sight word. Given how it's spelled, its pronunciation is weird. The A-I should be pronounced A as in paid. Instead, it's E like in bed, which makes no sense. So, said is treated as a sight word that has to be memorized. Memorizing takes a lot of practice and is boring. We want to avoid that. Notice, however, that said makes a lot more sense if you group it with its morphological relatives, say, says, saying. These are all forms of the verb say. Their meanings aren't identical, but they overlap. Same is true of their sounds. Not identical, overlap. Not only that, said and says are irregular in the same way. They both have the vowel e instead of a. So the written word said doesn't seem like such an oddball if it's grouped with these related words. Most children will know these words from speech. You can build on this in teaching them to read the words and remember how they are pronounced. It may also help to recognize that what happened to said happened to many other words. S-A-I-D used to be pronounced said. Said is much easier to articulate. Over a long period of time, English speakers transitioned from said to the simpler form said. That was good for speaking fluently, but the spelling pattern stayed the same. That left us with S-A-I-D, pronounced said. This happened to many words. The pronunciation changes, often from a long vowel to a shorter one. The spelling stays the same. Then you get an irregular word. The bottom line is that words such as said aren't as irregular as they might seem. You just have to group them with their close relatives, the other forms of say. And it also helps to recognize that what happened to said happened to a lot of other words. Go to the deeper dive for more details and examples.